The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request. Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel, joining you at a beautiful north central New Jersey today, where the leaves are changing, and again, the market continues to change towards a more bullish something I've been talking about for months and months and months. But what we're going to do today is we're going to bring on two special guests today. We're going to bring on one of your favorite repeat guests, a name you've been kind of calling and asking for. Again, we're going to bring on Mike Carty from Millennium Advisors, a money manager and a quant from New York City with a great depth of the background of the market. We're also going to bring on, for the first time, Joe Glodak, the partner at Black River Wealth Management in Morristown, New Jersey, an affiliate branch of National Securities, and a colleague and a friend. I'm really looking forward. He specializes in a unique part of the business, the covered right area. For those of you familiar, for those of you who are not, you're in for a treat. But as I always do in the first segment, I like to give you my take on what I'm seeing in the market. And again, you know, it's very difficult. Yesterday was Dow 10,000, a big day for the newspapers. The media called and CNBC wanted to know what I was thinking. You know, is it historic? Is it important? And I reminded them that the market is at least, hard to believe, but at least 50% of it is psychological. And how the public thinks of the future and their expectations is often just as important as what happened in the last 3 months and what happened with the price earnings and all of these factors, how the public feels, what their confidence level is, their expectations are so, so important. So the stock market numbers are often, you could think of them as not only a thermometer of the business, but a barometer as well. It's kind of an interesting way to look at it. What I've talked about over and over and throughout my new book, The Magnet Method of Investing, which is selling well and kind of takes a unique point of view, not to think of the market as 12,000, 16,000 companies, but it's an opportunity to actually do some digging to find the best of the best, to isolate those companies that somehow are dominant in their own industry, higher cash flow, better profit margins, better products, better management, better execution. And I'm very happy to say that although as a registered investment advisor managing money with the National Asset Management, the rules of the business, very hard disclosure, you can't tell people about some of your picks unless they look at all of your picks. Let me just remind you, the list that we've called together when we went to print, when we selected the top-ranked magnet stocks at the time we gave the list to Wiley, are so broadly outperforming the market that sometimes I can't even figure out why people look at the market itself. And I'm looking here, the essence of my book, it talks about the bell curve, where you have some golfers, and again, I say most people can never break 100 unless they're liars, okay? You can't break 100 on the golf course playing all 18 fairly. What about those golfers that could break 75? Interesting to think of that, right? How many golfers can do it? Well, if you just focus on those golfers who could break 75 regularly, you're talking about a different set of golfers, different world out there. It's the same with architects. It's the same with violinists. It's the same in every industry. It's the same, in fact, in public companies. You could deal with the average. You could deal with the masses. Or you could bring it down to the best of the best. And I'm just looking at my book right now, Chapter 3, The Bell Curve, Stock Market Superlatives. It starts out with a quote from Somerset Maugham. It's a funny thing about life. If you refuse to accept anything but the best, you very often get it. And so my 25 years, the last 25 years of my life, has been spent interviewing and meeting the greatest investors of this generation. Everybody alive, I've driven, I've flown, I've gone wherever I could, set up lunches, dinners, breakfast meetings with the portfolio managers, the authors, the newsletter writers, the guys with the highest returns, and asked them very simply, what do you do different? What book would you read? And that's what my life has consisted of. Sounds boring, huh? Well, that and a good family is what I spend my time doing. And I will tell you unequivocally that I believe that there is a way to isolate the best of the best. That doesn't mean all our picks go up. It doesn't mean I know what the future is. It doesn't mean anything like that. What it means, it's kind of like probability. And we've had on a couple weeks ago, and I've talked to him afterwards. I'm going to have him on more frequently, in fact. We've had on Aaron Brown, the author of The Poker Face of Wall Street. He actually was the senior risk manager of Citibank, the senior risk manager of Morgan Stanley. Too bad he didn't stay with them. Maybe he would have kept the country out of a little bit of trouble. But years ago, he went over. He's now the senior risk manager over at AQR Capital Management. And what he talks about is all probability. And the fact is you can never, ever, sure thing, the stock market can never be a sure thing, okay? But what you do know is if you could stack the odds in your probability and then not act with hubris. If you are wrong, you must move on. If you're right, you let profits run. And this is exactly where asset allocation does not work. Asset allocation trains you to sell your winners and add to your losers. That's a very poor strategy, folks, unless you just want mediocre or average returns. If you really want real returns, you have to do things like what Robert Wood did. Robert Wood went against all convention and wisdom, found one company Johnson & Johnson, and now all his cries with his foundation and the asset managers and the consultants to diversify were not heeded. Now he has one of the single largest foundations in the world where he generously gives to charity, healthcare benefits, and really helping the world in a tremendous way. Bill Gates couldn't be the man he is right now doing all of the philanthropic work he's doing had he turned around and started viciously selling down Microsoft as it went up. The only way hospital wings are donated, the only way charities and foundations come is not from clipping coupons, folks. It is from ownership. It's from ownership in real estate or ownership in the right companies. How do you find those right companies? Folks, it takes a whole lot of work. Anyone who tells you it's easy, you too can do it in 30 minutes a week, is trying to sell you software. It's like becoming a chess expert most people have to lose hundreds, if not thousands, of games on the way to becoming a chess master. It requires work. It requires confidence. It requires the ability to learn from your mistakes and get better and better. That's really what it's about. There are, in fact, no shortcuts. But if you're willing and interested, I believe the stock market represents the single greatest opportunity to gather wealth and to be able to, instead of sinking money into a store, a factory, or a business, you could literally be in one business one day, understand the trend is no longer favorable, and be in another business the following day. I sat down with a gentleman who's running a camera store local to me, and I showed him a company that's actually probably putting all camera guys out of business. The camera business has changed. I talked to him about investing his money in a way that when we went 25 years ago and 20 years ago and showed people Home Depot and said, listen, instead of complaining as a small businessman and trying to compete with them with your hardware store, what if you actually put your money into that company? You could go fishing and allow another public company to do the work for you. Now, again, we're not recommending Home Depot now. I'm not even telling you the name of the company I showed this camera store guy. But this is the way I think. If you're able to identify the top companies, well, folks, it's a great way to make a living. It's a great way to accumulate wealth. And it does not come, though, without risk. It does not come easily, and it does not come with any, we don't even use the word, the big word that starts with a G. I try not to even mention the word, but I will tell you there are no sure things in this market. It's probability, it's experience, it's knowledge, it's effort, and if you could master those things, folks, it's a great opportunity, I believe, in the stock market to go forward. Now, I'll share with you, just if I could find it real quick, you know, people will tell you again how easy this market is, but I'm going to go back to one of my heroes, and I'm going to read you a quote, how we start chapter one, The Road from Broadway to Wall Street. This is right out of the Magnet Method of Investing on all the major bookstores, on Amazon.com, from Bernard Baruch himself. He said, if you are ready to give up everything else to study the whole history and background of the market and all the principal companies who are on the board as carefully as a medical student studies anatomy, if you can go through all that and in addition have the cool nerves of a great gambler, the sixth sense of a clairvoyant, the courage of a lion, then you have a ghost of a chance. Folks, the business is hard. That's why we talk about using professionals to do it. We're trying to teach you how to invest. Teach a man to fish rather than give him the fish for the day. That's our philosophy. Folks, coming right up after a quick break, we'll bring back a guest you've asked for a number of times. We will be bringing on Michael Carty, manager over at New Millennium Advisors. Stick with us, folks. We have a quick commercial break coming up. We'll be right back with Mike Carty. Stay with us.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Thank you. I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And by popular demand, we're going to bring back on Michael Carty, the President and Chief Investment Officer of New Millennium Advisors, Inc. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
It's always my pleasure, Jordan.
All right, let me just kind of remind the audience and some of our new listeners, Mike, you're not only one of the top quants in New York City and the country, but what I like most about you is your understanding of two things, that it's not how much you make in a bull market, it's how much you keep in a down market, and it's also not only how much you make, but how much what you look like risk-adjusted. So this is a gentleman, folks, I'm not sure if it's 20 or 30 years of professional experience, but Mike, before you get into the market right now, what you're looking at, spend a minute or so reminding everybody of some of the work you did on the Value Line work and some of the achievements and the lights you knocked out back in those days.
Some time ago I was the president of the Value Line Centurion Fund, which was a variable annuity sub account in the Guardian Life wrapper, and for the time I ran it, for the full 2 years I ran it was the number one performing variable annuity growth fund in Lipper Sample, and I was running the Value Line Fund, which was their flagship fund, and that was about 10th or 11th out of a field of 200 funds for the time I ran it in the growth and income category. And I also I also managed a number of separate accounts, basically pension plans, which also outperformed the market for the time I ran them.
Right, and Michael, that doesn't happen by accident. You know, people talk about the what they call the market that knows everything, the efficient market. No one can actually beat the market. You're one of the guys who's proven that with a methodology and with a unemotional approach, there are in fact ways to outperform. So my kudos to you. Let me ask you now, without giving away your trade secrets, maybe some of the things that you look at, or maybe just generally what you're thinking about the market, what people should be thinking about, and what kind of corners they need to be looking around to keep themselves asleep at night.
Well, that's a pretty tall order. First off, I do like to look at the macroeconomic influences as well as some of the microeconomic influence. I like to look at, if I'm dealing with an equity portfolio and I'm looking at companies, I like to look at things like the return on equity. I like to look at their debt to equity structure. I like to determine whether it's comparable to other companies in the industry or at least better. I like to look at the price to earnings multiple. I'm basically a growth at a reasonable price investor, so I like to make sure that the price to earnings multiple is easily reasonable respect to its earnings growth potential. I like to see if I'm in a very defensive market. I like to see if it's got a good dividend, and if that dividend is covered by the prospective earnings going out at least 6 to 12 months. I also like to see strong sales. Sales are very important, and of course, one of the more interesting factors I'd look at would be free cash flow. And I know you use many of the same principles. You certainly look at an awful lot of these fundamentals. I tend to look at fewer than you, but the fact is that they're all very, very important. And once you find stocks that meet your requirements, then it's a question that you make sure that you understand every one of them. The Bernard Baruch quote you cited before the break was absolutely a good recommendation to anyone who's thinking of running their own portfolios.
Right, and that's really powerful. My people underestimate the knowledge base you need, the experience, and frankly, we make mistakes if you're willing to learn from them. You tend to make fewer of them going forward. You know, just an observation before we go on, one of the things I didn't hear was price to earnings, something that I believe is a very misused and often over-relied on indicator that gets people in trouble. Maybe you want to just take a minute on that.
Oh, I thought I hit that. The price to earnings multiple for any stock should be less than should be less than the market, should be less than comparable companies in its area. Right. And when I say the price to earnings multiple has got to be less, make sure that the earnings are expected to grow at an above average rate so that the price to earnings multiple going out a year or two is, in fact, very, very much lower than contemporary companies in that group.
Right.
Or in the market. No, the price to earnings multiple really tells you, and I mentioned that I am a growth at a reasonable price investor, but the price to earnings multiple is critical in my determination as to whether or not I'm getting a good price for, whether I'm getting earnings growth at a reasonable price.
Right, clearly, and I know that you are, and what we start off by saying is not only how much you make, but how much you're making risk-adjusted. I know that's really one of your specialties. I want, if you can, I know that, you take you're able to take a quantitative and unemotional view of the market. Here's what the dilemma is right now, whether it's free trade problems, whether it's Iran, whether it's the jobs, the housing. The news is terrible, yet the market continues to come out of a bear market, getting healthier. Is it that the public is missing something, or maybe you could help us with the relationship between maybe sometimes the disconnect between the economy and the market, not actually acting in sync all the time?
Yes, well, the stock market is, in fact, considered to be a leading economic indicator. And that means that most investors are looking out most professional investors are looking out several years. And they have ideas as to, they follow trade patterns, they look at business cycles, they look at, for example, whether or not the Fed is pursuing a liberal economic policy, and right now the Fed is pursuing a very liberal economic policy in terms of monetary growth as well as low interest rates. And certainly the stimulus package, if applied more aggressively, should lead to job growth, not necessarily right now, but the stimulus package should, in fact, start to encourage businesses to hire employees and to take on capital expenditures. That hasn't happened so far in this cycle, but the market is looking forward to its happening.
Right.
I'm not saying this is without without peril, with you know, you know, my crystal ball is just about as cloudy as everybody else's. But the fact is that we do look at a number of things along business cycles in order for us to determine whether or not it's time for us to get in or to step back.
Right, and I do. I appreciate one of the things I appreciate most about you is your humbleness, your understanding that nobody has all the answers. Mike, before I let you kind of go out on your own to tell me what you're really thinking about something I'm not asking, I know you manage mostly institutional money, but you also handle some client money. If you feel like giving out your own contact information, a website, where to reach
sure.
you, feel free to do that. And then, and I really mean it, maybe there's something on your mind that I'm not asking you. Feel free to go anywhere, but give your contact information first.
Okay, I could be reached here in New York at 212-385-7591, and I could be reached by email at mcardy@qwafafew.org, and we'll be glad to talk to you or talk to any of your listeners about any questions they may have.
Right, and I'm going to remind them, don't be intimidated, folks. You know, Mike is accessible. He has a way with simplifying things, so feel free to reach him. You know what I'm thinking? As you gave that email, why don't you spend a moment telling everyone what those initials stand for?
That's a Quantitative Work Alliance for Finance, Economics, and Wisdom. We have a professional club of which you are a member, as well as another 100 professional investors here in New York. And we have chapters all of it. QuaffAFew is basically a professional organization for people who like to further the cause of quantitative work, research in finance and economics. We have chapters all over the United States, from San Francisco to Boston, Chicago, Washington. We have them in Toronto. We have new chapters in Hartford, Connecticut, and Princeton, New Jersey, and we basically have hosts of solid professionals who make presentations before our group and on new research ideas. We're able to come together and ask questions as well as provide criticism or direction for this kind of research. And we have some of the most famous people in the country. We've had Diane Garnick is a strategist. We've had you. We've had Diane Garnick, who is a strategist for Invesco. We've had Marianne Bartels, who is a strategist for Merrill Lynch. We've had Ron Ryan, is one of the premier people who understand pension issues here in the United States. And we've had Michael Wilcox, who is absolutely perfect, is very, very knowledgeable on foreign exchange and where the dollar is going. That's our club.
And Mike, the group also has you, you know, and I will tell you that it's some of the brightest guys, frankly, in the country, in the industry, in finance and economics. I'm actually honored to be a member with you. I appreciate the wisdom you shared today with the group. I think you're always, it's very important, folks. It's not only what you make, it's what you're making risk-adjusted and what you're keeping in a bear market. Those are the hallmarks of Mike Cardy. And, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure, Jordan. It's always a pleasure.
All right, look forward to seeing you soon. And, folks, we are on Voice America Business. We do need a quick commercial break right now, so we're going to take a timeout. We're going to be right back with a friend and colleague, Joseph Glodek from Black River Wealth Management, a partner in one of the fascinating parts of the business. It's covered rights. It's something most investors should know about and very few do. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it is a pleasure now to bring on a new friend and colleague, Joe Glodak. He's the partner at Black River Wealth Management, a branch of National Securities. And Joe, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. And folks, the listeners out there, full disclosure, I met Joe a couple months ago. He runs a beautiful office in Morristown, New Jersey. It's a office that's one of National Securities, frankly, most powerful offices, but he specializes in something that's unique and something that he goes about in a very quantitative, methodical way that I really enjoy, and I'm looking forward to a big relationship with Joe and his branch. Joe, before we get into the strategy itself and maybe some ideas what you're thinking about, why don't you spend a minute? The M in Magnet stands for management. It's all about the people. Why don't you go in a little bit of your own background, your history, how long you've been in the business, and then we can get into the covered right strategy itself.
Sure. My father is really the one who started in the business 30, 40 years ago. So I like to say that I grew up with Wall Street around me at my breakfast table and then back again at my dinner table and then on the weekends. I've been in the business approximately 20 years. I focused more on covered call writing about 10 years ago. And we feel that most investors and most brokers do not quantify or take into consideration opportunity costs. And when we look at a portfolio or look at what clients are doing, they're sitting in stocks and they're riding them up and riding them down, not taking advantage of that up and down. And basically, in a year's time, they're right back to where they started. So not to go too much into the strategy, what we recognized 10 years ago is that because of the volatility and because of the ability to write covered calls, we sit there and collect the additional premiums and make up for that opportunity cost that everyone doesn't quantify.
Right, and I also want to go over one piece first, on your background that I know about. You have a great background personally in the military and in intelligence, and the way with discipline, rather than the seat of your pants, to gather information and to take a very disciplined approach maybe you want to just talk about how maybe, I know in the 20 years of investing, you know, most people, most investors' mistake is not being as disciplined, not working with a plan.
Without question. I did approximately 9 years in the Marine Corps, mostly was intelligence, then I moved over to counterintel. And in every aspect of the military world, when you're planning a mission, you are planning the exit and you work your way backwards. When I look at investors, for the most part, they know how to get into a stock, but they don't know how to get out, or they don't know when to get out. And that's the discipline that the discipline, desire, and organization that the United States Marine Corps instilled in my fiber that I took to the street. And right out of the gate said, okay, well, where's my exit strategy? You know, a lot of times clients would say, okay, buy XYZ stock at 10 and let me know when it goes to 12. When you call them back and you let them know when it goes to 12, they'll usually call you and say, well, I looked on the Internet, the volume picked up, maybe I'll wait till 13. And that indecision cost them more money in the long run than even a bad decision.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a perfect way to describe it, Joe. I think that's really important. Now, let me ask another thing about covered rice for the listeners here. There's all kinds of risk spectrum. You know, one of the things I've heard you talk about is the importance to you to generate income from an account, again, rather than to ride something up and ride it down and kind of end up where you started having achieved nothing. Maybe you want to talk about where you feel your strategy falls within, you know, a risk spectrum.
Covered call writing is a lot less risky than just buying a stock buying an option outright. You know, when people hear options, they automatically get scared because they think of gambling. And that is correct. If you're the purchaser of an option, in my opinion, that is the gambler. And the reason the gambling comes in, you could do the same exact due diligence that you would in acquiring a stock. The difference is you have time against you. So if you purchase an option 20, 30, 90 days out, on the 92nd or 95th day, the stock could have risen to where you thought it would go. But under the contractual agreement of that option that you purchased, you've run out of time. The reverse is what we do. Our option strategy on covered call running, you could actually do, it's the only option strategy you can do in an IRA account. And you are sitting there collecting the premium, and time is on your side.
Right, really, really well said, and a perfect introduction to it. Again, you know, I think that one thing you might also want to share is that while you're growing your business and one of your the stronger offices in national, I believe that you're really only working with accredited investors. That might not be the case. I mean, tell us the profile of the individual that may want to approach you, come to your office, sit down. I know you have a gorgeous office in Morristown, New Jersey. What would be the profile of someone who might want to explore working with you?
Our focal point is high net worth individuals, and those are our accredited investors. An accredited investor is by the standards of FINRA, or an annual income of $200,000 plus this year and expected to do it next year, and or a $1 million net worth. It's a little easier for us to work with those individuals because we could spend more time with them than trying to spread out with multiple non-accredited investors. And along those lines, it seems those high-net-worth individuals appreciate more of what we're able to do for them. Some of that wealth was given to them, or they've inherited it, some positions from their father, their grandfather, and we're able to generate income for them from those positions without margining against it or without having to sell those positions.
Right. And the reason I bring up that question, Joe, I think it's so important that a general practitioner gets diluted. They're trying to be all things to all people. What I've seen with you and your office is an expertise that really goes beyond almost any other securities brokerage office I've been in. I'm just telling you that this is why one day in the future, in full disclosure to our listeners, I think we're going to develop a very strong relationship. Maybe I'll even, we'll figure out how to work together. I think what you're doing there is a quantitative approach. I've seen people just by the seat of their pants say, yeah, I think covered right is a good strategy, so I'll do this or that. Maybe you want to take a minute to share, you know, kind of the mechanics without getting too complicated. Before we do that, though, they play music when we're going to end the segment. I don't want them to play music over your contact information. If there is an accredited investor wants to learn more about covered rights, learn more about what you're doing in your office, Joe, why don't you give them the contact information, maybe your website itself, where they could do some homework and then maybe come and meet you?
Sure. We're located at 55 Madison Avenue in Morristown, New Jersey. Our 800 number is 800-446-4441. You can ask for me directly, Joe Glodek, or my partners, Rich Libretti, Sal Esposito, Jason Nolan. I mean, we're all what I would say experts in the covered call writing, both for existing positions and what we, you know, we do our due diligence for, and that's the 15 criteria you and I have discussed. I'm also you could also contact me at jglodek, G-L-O-D-E-K, at nationalsecurities.com.
Okay, perfect. That's great contact information. And maybe if you could, without disclosing, I know it's a proprietary model that you built. It's highly analytical. Maybe just a couple things or things that you will throw out, like maybe a company that doesn't trade the volume or the price or some parameters that help you identify the right opportunities.
Yeah, in our model, we have 15 criteria that the underlying stock has to meet. I mean, basically, you can write a covered call on any stock that trades options, but that doesn't mean that's a good investment for your client. We break the stocks down. For example, we like to see the earnings trends moving up. We like to see the revenue trends moving up. We like to compare the PE of the underlying stock to its industry and the sector, and sometimes the rest of the world. We need volume in that underlying stock. We need volume in the underlying option because a lot of times we'll build a very large position for our customer base, and we do need that liquidity. Liquidity does come in, though, when you do get you pass your strike price and you get called out. But if you don't, which we prefer, the rewrite, you need to be able to sell those options into that market. So that's part of the criteria. I don't want to give away all our trade secrets on the 15 criteria, but they mostly are fundamental, backed up by technical analysis as far as the charts are concerned.
Right. And Joe, let me just throw in one thing again. Just full disclaimer here, folks. This is a friend, a colleague, someone that I have learned to respect in over a period of meetings and due diligence. What I've seen and what I've experienced is that you probably believe, like I do, there's not a lot of shortcuts.
No, absolutely not.
It's a matter of hard work, folks. It's a matter of discipline. Joe brings this from his background in military intelligence and transforms it into the securities market. Joe, I actually love what you do. It's a pleasure to join us. Maybe what we could do in another segment is break down an individual trade, not to make a recommendation, or probably even better, let someone come to your office and see the mechanics themselves. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
All righty. And, folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. It is Jordan Kimmel on Magnet Investing. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up what we heard and to take a couple more steps towards Magnet Investing. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Show. Are you ready for some football? Well, here it comes. The Owen Hodd Show is bringing you the funniest hour in sports talk radio. This action-packed show is hosted by the outspoken fullback, Big Hodge, and the knowledgeable defensive back, Odie. This show will focus on the NFL, but touch on all things sports. Owen Hodge will provide you with a true player's perspective that'll give you insight, make you think, and definitely make you laugh. Owen Hodge have accumulated 6 championship rings, so obviously they know things. Check out the Owen Hodge Show at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network. The Owen Hodge Show.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back one more time to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And something that we heard that overlapped with both of our guests, again, something, the reason I bring on certain guests onto the show, it has a lot to do with discipline. It has to do with an unemotional approach to the stock market. And, folks, if there's a way to dig yourself a deep hole in the stock market, is being emotional, being reactive to news, sit there watching a stock go up day after day after day, or a sector go up day after day, and then saying, heck, I got to get in, or sitting there paralyzed and unable to make a decision because you're hearing this and you're thinking that and you're hearing this. And again, what you need to recognize is this is more of an art and a science combined. It involves a combination of, again, experience, but more importantly, an unemotional approach to the market, kind of like how could you possibly operate in as a surgeon if you're being blown away by all the blood you're seeing? How could you fly an airplane in turbulence if you don't know exactly what to do? So it's the training, it's the experience that really separates you, and it doesn't happen overnight. I share with people, if you want to handle your own investments, I think it's a great idea, provided you're willing to learn. And what we did in my first book, by the way, if you haven't read Magnet Investing, I see you go on to Amazon.com and buy Magnet Investing. Or you could jump fast forward to the Magnet Method of Investing, which just came out a month or so ago from John Wiley. It's a beautiful 300-page hardcover book. It's got endorsements on the back from S&P, from Morgan Stanley. We have some of the top people, some of the top money managers, in fact, some of the top newsletter writers had gotten an advance copy and felt comfortable to write an endorsement. It also includes a back test of the model that is very similar to the back test that led to the original contract where John Nuveen and company had the Magnet Investment Group select stocks for one of their only equity product at the time, and we were doing the work behind the scenes to select stocks for them. Folks, if you talk about due diligence and growing up in New York City where there's a kind of a fast pace, they're out of Chicago, and that's what I actually learned all about the Midwest show-me attitude. Folks, we took a year and a half to get that contract for them to review how Magnet worked in up markets and down markets, in rising interest rates and declining interest rates environments, one sector after another, small cap, mid cap. And after all that work, and this is kind of interesting, just like the individuals, or how do I word this? What happens on Wall Street, they want to sell whatever it is easiest to sell. Not so much whether it's good for the client, frankly, but whether it can sell. And at the bottom of the 02 bear market from 2000 to 2002, John Nuveen finally decided no one's ever going to buy equities again. It's just a bad idea. Everyone wants to buy bonds. Let's give them what they want. And they've actually shut down the equity side of their business. And I can't fault them. They manage somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 trillion in assets. And it's a 100-year-old company with a great management team. They just decided if it's too difficult to sell, why bother? Well, let me just share with you my own belief. Right now, I was riding in an elevator the other day in Manhattan where it was showing the market and showing interest rates. And I actually thought it was a mistake. But the yield in the money markets was 0.06, meaning you're not even getting a tenth of a basis point. I mean, you're not getting 10% of 1% in your money market, folks. You're actually losing money to inflation, whichever way you cut it. People are just, regardless of Dow 10,000, regardless of an improving economy, of anything, the public is scared to death right now. They don't trust the stock market. And today, 10 years after one of the greatest bull market runs, we're now in a period, an era where the last 10 years have had the lowest 10-year return in the stock market's history. This is why there's a distrust of the stock market. There's a disbelief in the market itself, and people feel more comfortable leaving their money in the mattress, leaving their money in the money market, earning no yield, than to take what they feel is a humongous gamble by investing in the stock market. And it's just simply my belief. It doesn't mean I'm right or wrong, but if you can identify the very best companies and forget about the market, well, folks, you have a great opportunity to achieve wealth. If you had a way to screen and find the best golfers and to make a bet, a wager, an investment that those 30 golfers would outgolf the rest of the golfing universe on a consistent basis, well, folks, you're going to win over and over again. How can you identify them, or how can you identify public companies? It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of metrics. It takes a lot of side view mirrors. It takes a lot of knowledge and experience. This is all what I've developed over the last 25 years of trying literally to read every investment book, not by people trying to scare you about the coming doom and the this and that, but by the portfolio managers that had the highest return. What were they doing day in and day out? In my book, and actually on our show, has been Jimmy Rogers, William O'Neill, Michael Steinhardt, The folks that actually are legends in the investment business, I'm proud to know them. I'm proud to have spent the time with them. And the homework to figure out what did they do that was different than anybody else that generated the highest returns over their period of investing their money. We try to synthesize all that into something we call Magnet Investing. Again, after all this experience and all these years in the market, I still consider myself a student of the market, willing to learn, willing to make mistakes still to these days, learn from them, but put every single piece of probability in my favor, and over time, that's how fortunes are made in the stock market, folks. I don't only appear on CNBC and Fox and write for all these magazines. What I do for a living is I manage money. If there's any way I can help any one of you look at your own portfolio, even rank out your own companies, just call me direct. We'll have someone from the staff get right back to you. 212-417-8088. That rings one block north of the New York Stock Exchange. We're here to help you. In the meantime, pick up a copy of the Magnet Method of Investing and join me right here this week and every week on Voice America Business. Have a wonderful week ahead. Thanks again for joining us. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week. See you next week.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.